Dribble Believers. This is Dr. David Hickney. We're back. Freak of the Week. I'm here with Dr. Elizabeth Marin, still going by Marin.
I mean, it's incredibly inconvenient to change your last name.
I would change mine right away if I could. Like, if I had a different last name.
But you'll never have to do that.
No.
Because you're a man.
Because of the patriarchy. So. No, I get that. I'm not stupid. I get that.
I mean, I suppose you could do that. For
just like feel like it.
Well, assuming if you were to ever get married again and change your last name to hers,
or if I just wanted to like have a cool name, like Dr. David Sparkles,
I feel like you have to have some sort of petition for that. I don't actually know how that works. If you just want to make one up,
I think you can just change it.
Maybe. See, I had to have a whole bunch of paperwork. So
I know because you know you're a woman, and that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair being a woman, True Believers.
But it can be fun.
Whatever. All right, we're here to talk. Oh, this is going to be an interesting one this week, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the lost city of Miami.
Like Miami, Florida? It's not...
Well, yeah.
You can get there.
But it's been lost. It's no longer in Florida.
I'm pretty sure it's still in Florida.
That's not what I'm hearing.
I think it's still attached.
All the things that
I think you can still fly there southwest, actually.
So I don't know what...
That's an airline. I know you don't do planes.
But Florida is southeast from us.
I know, but Southwest flies all over the U.S., oddly.
Well, that doesn't make any... It should only fly in a southwest direction if they're called Southwest.
Well, it depends on where you start.
Yeah, and then you go southwest. The plane should always be going southwest.
Well, maybe they come from the other direction. Then they fly southwest to Miami.
But then we wouldn't be able to get to Miami.
Which well, not is on under, Southwest.
Which apparently is underwater, is what I'm saying.
I don't feel like that's true.
Look, it's been...
I think a quick Google search would prove that that's not true.
Jimmy showed me multiple articles from the internet. Like,
Jimmy,
he printed them out.
Really?
Showed them to me. We have an expert to talk about it today. So
I see that.
I mean, I
he looks like he knows a lot.
He seems very expertly.
Expertly?
Expertly. Don't talk okay. to... Don't look at me like that. I'm a doctor.
You know what? That is true now.
I am a doctor from MIT.
I still don't know how MIT got a cryptozoology program.
Cryptozoology program, best in the nation.
I think it's the only one in the nation, but...
Bullshit. I know at least four other ones.
Four other ones?
Yep.
Where are they? Are they southwest of here?
Some. So there's Camden College in Camden, Ohio.
Okay.
There is the University... of Birmingham, Alabama, UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, sorry.
Okay.
There is Topeka State.
Okay.
And then there is, it is, oh, geez.
They're all in the South. I find that interesting.
Well, why is that a big thing for you?
Just an observation.
And then there's Tempe Benedictine University in Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe Benedictine?
Yeah, Tempe Benedictine. Why are you laughing at that?
I think that you're making things up, honestly.
Why would you say that? I don't make anything up. I'm here to find the truth. The True Believers know that.
Sure.
Every episode,
okay.
I decide if a thing is real or not. You're already poo-pooing on this idea before we even hear
I don't know why we're even still doing this show, David.
Why?
None of these things
it's
are real.
Important.
I thought we'd brought you back to reality.
There are real things. We both agree that aliens probably exist.
There's a gentleman named Rahul in my kitchen right now.
Yes, Rahul Chick. We are here with Rahul Chick, who's going to talk about the lost city of Miami.
Okay.
Is that my cue, sir?
Yes, yeah.
Hello. I am Rahul Chick. I am I'm the mayor.
The mayor.
The mayor of?
Of the lost city of Miami.
Of the lost city of Miami.
Ha-ha. Look at that. The mayor.
I mean, I guess Lost sounds cool, right? Everyone liked that show, Lost?
Never saw it.
I liked the first season. The first two seasons, actually. Then it got weird.
I mean, it's Lost to most people, but not to us, because we know exactly where it is.
Where is that?
Well, it's basically right where where it was as far as latitude, longitude, those type of things. But
right.
We are now... several leagues below.
Down. Underwater.
Yes. That is what I mean when submerged. I say below.
Several leagues. Okay.
How many leagues would you say?
At least...
Under the sea.
At least three.
Three. A whole three.
I will be honest. That is what they tell me, the leagues. I don't actually know how much feet...
No, it's fine. Elizabeth was trying to make a Jules Verne joke right there.
Oh. Like in Back to the Future 3?
Yes. Mm. I've never seen it, but yes.
Oh, you're missing nothing, sir.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's no Scarface, I tell you that much.
Scarface.
Yes.
Scarface.
Yes, like that time you fell out of the tree.
Like Al Capone?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes, actually. many people confused the two because of two very prominent Italian actors who played both.
Italian actors.
Correct.
Okay.
You know those spaghetti westerns that you like so much?
Yeah.
Italian actors.
Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood's not an Italian actor.
He could be. He could play one on TV.
His name is Clint Eastwood.
So?
Also, like in Back to the Future 3.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh.
Anyway, let's talk about the city and not about weird things. Why are you laughing at that?
So what?
I'm sorry. The whiskey in my coffee just kicked in. That's not weird things. Isn't that what the show is, David?
Things that are irrelevant. My apologies if I made that confusing for you.
It wasn't confusing. It was just silly.
Fair enough. All right. So yes, the Lost City. Yes. How did it get down there?
So,
was there an earthquake or something reported?
We submerged it.
You submerged it. You sunk it yourselves. Yes. The people of Miami sunk the city?
Yes, we are fun-loving people. You know, we made it a party. We invited everyone who liked to come to Miami and said, "Hey, you want to stay? You want to not be part of Florida? We get all the same tax breaks, but not the sunshine anymore." We had some ships.
Yeah.
And a giant net. And a big net.
Yeah, net.
Tarped it over the entire city. And then invited every fat person available to come to the island and sit just on the edges of the city limits.
Okay.
So that we could kind of, break into the ground there, and
you didn't use explosives.
Oh, sir, no. We are a peaceful lot. We don't.
You just used large people.
Yes.
Did Ricky Martin just shake his bonbon until it sunk, or what?
I think you'll find Ricky Martin is not a resident of the city of Miami as is currently constituted.
I'm still going to use you instead of using like. Explosives or like a really big like sound machine to use like echoes into the ground. You used people.
Yes. We have we had the Miami Dolphins also just kind of burrow themselves into the ground in places. Yes.
Okay.
And actual dolphins.
That live near Miami.
We put drills on their noses and aim them into the ground.
They had drill nose?
Yes.
Okay.
Not bottlenose.
Yeah, drill-nose dolphins.
Drill-nose dolphins.
So now we're creating new species of dolphins.
I'm also here on behalf of the Miami Bureau of Tourism.
Okay.
So, yes, come see our drill-nose dolphins.
Drill-nose.
That is, it's a big attraction.
I bet.
We had to build a special fiberglass a venue to put them in because they were drilling through the concrete. It was
that's not good.
Yeah, so, people got hurt.
So the city's underwater now. How do you breathe?
I have a air-filled bubble, like an astronaut.
A bubble.
I thought
like a scuba suit, but like an old-timey scuba suit.
Oh yeah, like exactly the copper ones.
Oh, I mean yes, you could. It has bigger window. You can see more out of it.
It has a bigger window.
You're doing something very strange. You just randomly are repeating words I'm saying.
You are kind of doing that, David.
I've never done that in my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
He used to do that to me all the time when we were kids. It was aggravating as hell.
Aggravating.
Papa Terrence had to put him in timeout all the time.
Oh, timeout sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have any words to repeat in timeout unless you are speaking to yourself and you just say them twice.
I just sat in a box with Kale.
Who is Kale?
The vegetable.
Oh, what happened to him?
Well, I'd eventually eat him.
No, but how did he become a vegetable?
Yeah, okay.
No, the actual leafy green kale.
Oh, we don't have that. We have barnacles from the ships.
Barnacles? You eat barnacles?
No, we just have them.
Okay.
Look, come to Miami. See the drill-nosed dolphins? Freshest fish available anywhere in the world.
Freshest fish available because you're living with them.
Yes, but we don't name them. Not anymore.
Why not?
Well, you know, we're eating them.
Oh, so you don't want to name the things you
very
eat?
Hard to get fresh beef in Miami.
Yeah?
Yeah, we still have great sandwiches.
Okay.
But we don't really...
Fish sandwiches.
But we don't do panini anymore.
Okay.
Or we can have cubanos.
A cubano.
I love cubanos. They're so good.
Yes. Unfortunately, we no longer have any of the ingredients. I mean, we have cheese. We keep individual wrap. We bring it down in there. But it gets wet as soon as you open it.
Wet cheese.
Yes.
So there's no type of dome or protection over this lost city. It's just everyone's swimming and has a bubble on their head?
No, we also have submarines.
The sandwich or the
unfortunately, like the, no, sir.
You said you have great sandwiches, but it sounds like everything's turning to shit food-wise, so I don't know what these sandwiches are.
We have excellent fish.
And what do you put the fish on?
Our tongues.
How is that a sandwich?
Did I say that was a sandwich? We have great sushi.
He just said they have excellent fish.
Well, he said they have excellent sandwiches.
In theory, we do.
In theory?
In theory.
You know, while we have submarine that offers some reprieve from the water, we do not have much in the way of fire.
Yeah, because you need oxygen for fire.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that is very difficult to come by. We cannot waste oxygen on panini press.
I feel like that might be something I would want to waste oxygen on, just so you can get something crispy.
You do like your paninis.
I like a good panini.
I got him a panini maker for Christmas.
Yeah.
He has paninis for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now. You do make a pretty mean breakfast panini, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Could I get one of those before I head back? Because I have not had toast or eggs in quite a while.
The key to a good breakfast panini is you replace one piece of bread with the egg, and so it fries on the press while pushing all the ingredients together. It's really good.
That sounds delicious, but I would definitely never trade my beloved lost city of Miami for the mere temptations of a breakfast panini.
Elizabeth, I think we might be able to get a city in this deal.
I don't think the city exists, but if you can...
You don't think Miami exists?
Not the lost city of Miami. I think Miami exists.
You're getting loud, and I can now overhear what you are saying.
He can hear you.
I don't care.
You're trying right to be secretive. Look, this is not
look,
working
this would
very
be
well
great because we can get the city for free, and then we have a place for both our moms and our dad to retire to.
Do you think they'll retire in Florida?
I mean, that's where most people retire to.
Yeah, they seem more like California people to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are they raisins?
Well, Papa Terrence is working on it. I keep telling him to lay off the tanning.
Then he should come to Miami because our skin cancer rates are the lowest in all of Florida. Because
you're underwater.
Yes. But you do not argue with our results.
Fair enough. Well, true believers, we're going to have a panini and maybe make a deal.
Oh, gosh.
We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors.
Crispy bacon.
Nick Mataragas here. Improv books can be long and over-analytical. Why, in a profession that embraces not thinking too hard, would you read a book that makes you do just that? How about a book that gives you advice on how to be a better, more professional improviser without making you feel like you're reading a dissertation? That would be my new book, Improv A Rant. The book shares my unfiltered opinions on improv with real stories from my time on stage. It's a simple, plain-spoken book that gets to the point. Stop overthinking and start doing the simple things that will improve your improv. Improv A Rant, a not funny book about being funny. Available everywhere ebooks are sold. Also, you're not getting on SNL. Get over it.
And we're back, True Believers. Thank you so much for those words from our sponsors. They may have given us money. I don't know. I haven't seen any money, but that's what they tell me. So yeah, use their product, whatever. We're here with Rahul Chick talking about the Lost City of Miami. How's your sandwich?
Oh, delicious.
Right.
I am definitely very homesick for the Lost City of Miami.
Yeah, you sound homesick.
Come see our Drill Nose Dolphins and our basketball team, the Miami Boyle.
Drill Nose Dolphins? And Miami Boyle.
Drill Nose Dolphins.
Wait, Drill Nose. Okay, sorry, I misheard.
The Miami Boyle.
Yes, they are a basketball team.
Why are they called the Boyle?
Well, they were Heat. Now they are underwater, and logically, we go to Boyle.
Right.
But also,
I would have said Steam.
Also,
well, Steam needs air to travel through.
Still would have said Steam, because the heat hits the water and creates steam.
Well, we played the song Steam by Peter Gabriel after every game.
How does that sound when we win. How does that sound underwater?
How are the acoustics in the stadium? How do you play underwater?
It carries. Yeah. I tell you, that sound it carries. You can. We don't watch on television. If you are at home, you hear play by play because it just coasts on through the water. Like,
so I know. Like the I understand the logic of naming them the Steam because you know they're underwater, the heat. But like
we have a tremendous home court advantage.
Sports team should have like a really tough sounding name, and the Boyle is what you call them, right?
The Boyle.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't sound tough. That sounds lame.
Have you ever had a Boyle, sir?
No.
You did that one time.
I tell you, they're very painful.
Oh yeah, that's
remember? Yeah, that was when you were living in the basement.
What chances do you have to actually encountering a bull? Okay. Or even worse, a raptor.
Yeah, look, those are both badass things.
Yeah, but the raptors are extinct.
Yeah, except for I saw this movie recently, the Jurassic Park
2. Yeah. Yes, I am aware.
Yeah.
Just the second one. He hasn't seen the first one. Just the second
one. Oh, you poor man.
But like there were like raptors.
Yes.
So yeah, they're tough.
Yeah, they are also extinct.
But tough. How?
But that it's a very unrelatable thing to encounter a raptor. Now everyone, well, almost has had a boil at some point, and you tell me, which are you more scared of having next to you?
Raptor.
You are a strange man.
Should we take some callers?
Yeah,
I feel like we should take some callers.
Okay.
This conversation is going nowhere.
Well, it's a bad name. Okay, caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. My name is Terry, and I'm from Miami.
Terry from Miami.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to Freak of the Week.
Are you my... Do we have a brother?
Not that I know of, but who knows?
Well, you know David Hickney.
That's me.
Let me tell you something about this Sheik guy over here.
You mean Rahul Cheek?
Yeah, the Sheik.
Chick?
The Sheik.
The Sheik.
You know, he's been tormenting Miami. He doesn't take his vitamins. He never says his prayers, brother.
I am agnostic, I should tell you. I do not follow my normal... I detach from my family, who is very Catholic. I am, however, agnostic. I do not say any prayers.
No. Also, I mean, vitamins, you pee out most of what you take in.
Let me tell you something, David Hickney.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah, he does. What is he actually telling
us? Well, what would you like?
You gotta
tell
take
us,
your vitamins.
Terry.
You gotta say your prayers. What? All the Terry maniacs do that.
I mean, that's not terrible advice, assuming that you believe in religion and you're malnourished.
A bunch of maniacs named Terry?
How many maniacs are there for Terry? Like, how many Terry maniacs are there?
Well, it's been reducing over the years.
Okay.
But Miami is intact.
So I just want to know, like, number of Terry Maniacs. Is it like 5? Is it like 10,000? I just want to know. Like,
you know, it used to be in the millions.
Okay.
If you could write all their names on a piece of paper, how long would that piece of paper be?
Well, I could barely read and write, but I live in Miami.
Is it maybe foot and a half, 2 feet? Like
23 inches.
Whoa. That's quite a python.
So,
hey, and that is another thing.
I don't
know
what this conversation is. That is
another
thing, right?
Another benefit of us going underwater. You no longer have to worry about the impending invasion of the Burmese pythons. They were coming up through Everglades, and they were and they're eating babies. Eventually, you will have one next to you in your bed. You don't know. It just get in, and it will swallow you while you are busy Netflixing and chilling.
You hear that, Elizabeth? Miami is saving babies.
Let me tell you something, David Hickney. This sheik is full of sheik, okay?
What? His name is Chick.
He's chic.
I am very chic. You see how I dress. It's very...
It's something, all right. Where did you get?
You have to have a lot of glowing clothes when you live in Miami,
because of the lack of sunlight.
Right. So, you know,
I would think 3 leagues down that you might still have some sunlight.
Does anybody know what
three leagues
league?
Doesn't seem that far.
I know about I know about the NBA.
I have three PhDs, and we did not learn about leagues in any of them.
Nobody knows what a league is or what Mark Twain is as a measure.
Hey, Sheik, let me tell you something. What are you going to do when all the Terry Maniacs go wild on you?
Are they all named Terry? I'm very confused.
Threatening him? Why are you threatening
him? And can all your Terry Maniacs swim? If not, I feel safe.
Miami is above ground.
Told ya.
I'm sorry, but maybe you are from like Clearwater Beach or something.
Oh.
Now that... is where it is sadly above water.
Oh, is it just like within the city limits of Miami that you could?
This is what I said.
Not the county.
The fat people and the drill dolphins attacked the city limits. This is a choice we make as a community. We had to kick out former mayor who did not agree.
Okay.
He lost vote.
I'm against kicking out mayors, okay?
Well, it sounds like you're trying to kick out this mayor.
You know, I'm an all-American hero, okay? And I don't appreciate this.
Well, that is fine. We are no longer really part of America.
But you said you get the tax breaks.
Yes, by not paying any taxes.
That's a big break.
We should go to court brother.
We are different United States now. We are part of the United States of Atlanteans.
So you're in league with the Lost City of Atlantis.
You found the Lost City of Atlantis?
Look, just like we are not really Lost City, because we know where it is. I cannot Uber there. It is very difficult, because then I'm giving away where it is.
Okay.
David,
jeez.
You send us communication that you want to come. This is part of why I have to be on the show. The Bureau of Tourism is not very good at getting out our message.
Okay.
So I have to, you know, tell everyone about the dolphins and how they will drill through those who are law-breaking citizens.
Right.
The dolphins drill law-breaking. Did you know that there are actually approximately 65 deaths a year from dolphin rape? Have the instances increased since you brought an entire city underwater?
Let me tell you something, Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Terry. I totally forgot you were on the line.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I knew Terry was still on the line.
I have been molested by many of dolphins.
Many
of dolphins. They don't train. They don't say their prayers, and they definitely don't take their vitamins.
I assure you, we have trained our dolphins, okay? They do not go off, sorry to use a euphemism, half-cocked. When you talk about...
Are you sorry, though? Because you
I'm very much... I was going to say that anyway, and then all this talk of dolphin rape came up. I do not
You're
even...
You're a piece of sheik.
It's
sheik,
a real
brother.
Thing. It fascinates
me. Well, look, what we give prisoners who have death penalty to dolphins, they do what they want to prisoner. I do not document such activities of potential rapes or anything. So what? you are not getting any statistics from me.
Okay. Well, you're useless.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Terry, I guess.
Let me tell you something, David Hickney. I listened to your show.
He's gone. I don't know what that was like.
I take vitamin D every day. It's very good. I do too.
Vitamin D, but like
year.
Multivitamins, usually you're just peeing that out.
That's true.
And honestly, what if you're not religious? I mean, that's not a big deal.
We do have to have a lot of vitamin D because of
the lack of sunlight. Yeah. Makes sense. But like, that's basically all he kept saying was take your vitamins and say your prayers.
And something about maniacs named Terry.
Terry Maniacs. Yeah, that was weird. I don't know. We have another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Susan. I live in Alabama. And I have a question for Raul.
Rahul?
Rahul?
Yeah. Go for it.
What does this mean for the hit show CSI Miami? Is it going to be continued filming, or is Horatio Caine the lead investigator? Is he going to be okay? Did he drown?
It's an excellent question.
Horatio Caine? That's a terrible name.
And their theme song is "You Won't Get Fooled Again" by popular band The Who.
Oh, yeah,
the song was written by Peter Townsend, and I'm
am
just,
I getting Wikipedia page right now?
It came out in 2002 and it has 10 seasons, and I'm just wondering, is there going to be an 11th filmed in the Lost City of Miami?
Is that show still on?
I mean, 11, you said 10 seasons?
10 seasons
2002,
currently.
It's 2020. I've got a feeling I know the answer to this.
I see it on ABC sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just figured that I hadn't seen that episode yet, so it must be new.
I do not believe there are any plans to resurrect CSI Miami. I do believe that David Caruso has been banned from this town. He may actually have already been killed by the Drono's dolphin.
I feel like, you know, 8 years since the last season. I mean, I feel like
8 years.
I feel like that ship has sunk.
Not my ships.
I see what you did there.
But what does this mean for The Who? Are they still a band?
Oh, I think that The Who have had bigger problems than that show.
Wait, I like The Who. What's wrong with The Who?
Well, Pete Townsend especially had some issues.
The Who also did the theme song for regular CSI. Did they do the theme song for CSI New Orleans?
You won't get fooled again. And then it's a shot of the Everglades, and there's one of those boats going over. You know what I'm talking about?
The airboats, yes.
The airboats with the big fans.
And then David Caruso puts his sunglasses on, all cool like.
Yeah.
Always in profile.
Sunglasses.
Yeah. Sunglasses.
Yeah.
We don't have those anymore. Sunglasses.
That's his whole character trait.
Wait, his whole character trait was sunglasses?
Yeah, during times of distress, he would just
put on his sunglasses, and then he'd be in profile and he'd say something. Very poignant and beautiful.
That's what acting comes down to now.
In some nation.
Is putting on sunglasses.
It's same for regular.
For David Caruso, yes.
For every television cop, especially in Miami.
Television?
I mean, he's a ginger, so he has to be careful.
Oh.
Wait. Is this not... Is CSI Miami not a real show?
Oh. It's a show that exists, but it's not a documentary, no. It's a fictional show.
I swear that I saw my mom on that show.
Is your mom an actress, or does she do extra work at all?
I haven't seen her in 10 years. I thought they were investigating her.
What part was she playing on that show?
The dead woman.
The dead woman.
I was gonna find out who killed her.
So you thought your mom was dead?
I held a funeral.
Once we're off the air, I'll give you a number to a grievance counselor. I know a couple of very, very good ones.
You're saying the show's fake like Live PD.
More fake than Live PD.
That show's pretty fake.
It is pretty fake, but I think it's mostly improvised. It's not scripted.
Oh, this is a scripted show.
This is a scripted show.
And they don't use real corpses on the show.
Not very often.
Oh, hear that? Your mom is probably alive.
Yeah.
But that means that she has my daughter.
The fuck?
Wow.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and just take a break on that.
Crime has gone down in Miami, I assure you.
I don't know what just happened with a dead mom and a daughter.
That sounds like a way better show than what we're doing right now, though. I'm not gonna lie. God.
True Believers, we're gonna be back right after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
All right, True Believers, we're back. Thank you for those words from our sponsors. We're talking about The Last City of Miami with Rahul Chick. Did you send that girl, like, some counseling?
I did, yes.
That's good.
I'm very worried about her.
Yeah, that was...
Kind of intense.
Rahul, you said the crime rate's down in Miami?
Since we seceded, yes.
Okay. Why do you think that is?
Well, because we are much harsher in justice than... we don't do... you commit crime, you go through the trial, and if you are guilty, dolphin.
That seems pretty brutal.
Life's harsh. Look, this is the small price you pay for paradise.
So what is the jury system like? Like, is it like we're used to here in the U.S.? Like, do people actually have a trial before their peers? What's the appeal process?
We have a same jury for every trial.
Or is it just like old school, like thumbs up, thumbs down kind of thing?
Jury?
We are a very diverse community here. We have people of all ethnicities and... gender assignments and sexual and religious preferences, and we just get one of each.
One of each. How big is your jury?
It depends if everyone shows up. At most, 78.
That's a lot.
It's not compulsory?
No, I mean, it's the same group of people.
Yeah, but they show up.
Look, if under 24 show up, we don't do it. We just wait, we put off until it's more convenient for everyone.
So like,
so you leave people in prison until it's convenient for your 78 jurors?
Sounds like Guantanamo Bay.
We have trial every Tuesday evening.
Every Tuesday? On Tuesdays?
So if somebody, like, let's say you're pansexual, gender fluid, Native American person is sick that day, nobody gets tried.
Well, has to be a majority, right?
Yes. If
what's the majority? So more over 37?
Well, math will tell you it is 39 is half.
Neither of us have degrees in math.
Okay. Well, so if it is dead heat, I decide I am the tiebreaker.
Dead heat or dead boil?
Sorry?
Wow. I caught it. I still think it should be steam.
I still think it should be something more badass, like the Krakens.
Have you ever seen a Kraken?
No, but if I did, I'd shit my pants.
Especially as a cryptozoologist.
Right?
Would having a team called Krakens make... You already have your sister here saying she does not believe that we exist.
I don't.
Where does he live then?
Possibly in a houseboat somewhere?
You live in a houseboat?
Is underwater, but yes.
All right, we're going to take a caller. I don't know why you guys are arguing about this. We got to figure it out, but maybe the caller will help. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hello. I am caller number 43.
Hi, caller 43.
What?
Welcome to Freak of the Week.
Hello. I just wanted to call to verify the chic story.
And how are you going to verify the Sheik's story?
Why do we keep calling him the Sheik?
I have no idea.
I am
idea.
Not royalty. I am elected official.
Because I am underwater currently.
Okay.
Why do you sound like Zoidberg?
What's a Zoidberg?
It's
a cartoon. That is a new vegetarian burger they do.
It is
no, that's a Wahlberg.
I don't know what's going on. Are you in a bubble?
No, I've learned to breathe underwater.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Are you saying you've developed gills?
I have, but only one.
One gill.
Single gill.
Where is it located, just out of curiosity?
On my back, of course.
Of course.
You know, sir, you sound like you would be a good addition for our rapid expansion program. We are looking to not just because city is underwater, that's a little bit of land. Now that we are below sea level, there's plenty more real estate in Miami. So prices are going down. So you, sir, what is your name?
Caller 43.
My name is Juror number 43.
Juror number 43.
Oh, you are already a citizen.
I am. That's why I'm terrified.
Jacob, is that you?
It is me.
Jacob is one of your jurors?
Jacob.
Absolutely. He is the, you say pansexual, but he is the pansexual, white bread guy.
Very white.
Because of the lack of sun?
Barry White?
No, he...
How do you know who Barry White is?
I listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila likes Barry White.
Oh, God. Well, thank you for calling, Jacob. You know what? I would really actually love to... If you do have a gill, I would really love to, take a look at that at some point.
Elizabeth,
actually.
I know you're single, but really...
Come to
you have a PhD in cryptozoology, and you wouldn't be interested in seeing a human with gills.
I mean, that sounded like an advance, like a hey, maybe I could see your gill sometime.
It's on his back, so I don't think that it would be an inappropriate
towards my buttock.
Well, that's a little stranger.
In addition to being a citizen and a juror, I'm very interested in Jacob. What you called with a concern, I thought. So I'd like to hear my voters.
Oh, you have a concern.
Well, I think that we shouldn't promote it to the landies.
Landies.
Oh yes, you're part of the group that is against our rapid expansion. What is it that you are most concerned about?
The smell.
What?
I will say that just being here in this basement, there is a trace of excrement that I'm picking up that. I don't know if you know, but when you live underwater for so long, you actually get a more keen sense of smell. So but it's very strange. There is excrement like seeping into the walls. It's very
that brings up a question I have. Where does your sewage go?
Up.
You motherfuckers.
So it just
don't act like you've never peed in a pool, Mr. Hickney.
People pee in the pool?
Yes. I am peeing right now.
That is what we call nature's chlorine?
That's gross.
I mean, why is it any different for us to do it than fish do it every day? And you eat them.
You clean the fish before you eat it, and then you cook it.
Well, why do you think you clean the fish?
You're living in the water, and you're peeing and pooping in it. You're living in that.
No, you are incorrect. As Jacob so astutely pointed out, it goes up.
So you're creating an ecological disaster above you.
We're really just filling in the hole that we left.
With human feces?
And, you know,
and rappers.
Yes.
And rappers. W-R-A-P-P-E-R-S. Rappers.
Take it any way you want.
I do believe okay. We had to send Pitbull to the surface.
Mister, this is bad because Miami is right by the Gulf Stream. And so, like, that could go worldwide.
Or it could just get caught in the garbage island.
Oh, yeah. That's in the Pacific, though.
Yeah,
well, worldwide.
That's true.
See, in a way, we are
recycling.
The Earth
is round. I don't know if you knew that.
I did know that. Mm-hmm. Why would anybody not know that the Earth is round? That is ridiculously crazy to think.
It is actually oval.
You know, this
that
is
makes
really
sense that it wouldn't be completely perfectly.
It wouldn't be oval,
round.
Though. An oval is flat. It'd be ovoid.
That's what I said.
Ugh. Should we take a break?
Well, we don't have any breaks
we
left.
We don't have any breaks left.
I think we're going to take one more caller, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, juror number 43.
Jacob. I hope the Chinese food comes through, and I have to bring that back down with me when I go.
Chinese food?
Yes.
Well, you ordered food to here for delivery?
Yes, and then I'm going to take it back with me. Chinese food is very popular.
You gave
in
people this address.
Just
don't worry about
just
it.
Just Grubhub.
You know I order from Amazon Prime all the time. Where do you think your new fancy little headset came from?
You know Jeff Bezos is a lizard person.
I actually kind of believe that, but he didn't deliver it. A nice guy named Sam did.
Sure, nice.
He always
Sam.
Hides the packages under the rug.
All right, we have time for one
That's
more
what
caller.
We started to do that, but then we decided to let the packages go up because then our homes were smelling.
Wow, you just made a poop joke just now?
Who was joking?
I'm really starting to dislike this whole Miami thing.
Well, yeah.
All right, caller, you're going to be our last caller today. What is your name and where are you from?
Oi, I'm Bertha from Connecticut.
Hi, Bertha.
Ah, welcome, Bertha. Bertha from Connecticut.
I was just wondering, how do you handle hygiene down there?
Well, everything, it's very abrasive. All you really have to do is rub yourself with, like, brush, because the salt from the water gets in your skin, and you can just kind of use it like a loofah.
Ah, because I'm a high school sexual education teacher, and I have a few students that are starting to dabble in water dwelling.
Oh,
and I just wanted to give them some helpful tips on how to take care of themselves. How about your private areas?
Same. Well, you know, actually, there are plenty of natural sponges down here.
Oh,
wait, you mean like the living sponges?
Yes.
And you murdering sponges for
no.
personal hygiene?
Are you just molesting sponges?
Well,
you're,
that's more
you're
accurate.
You're rubbing them on your private parts?
That is a little more accurate, yes. I mean, we are, well, as you say, it is exactly what we are doing. We are rubbing them on our private parts.
That's
But molesting, I feel like going a little too far.
If you rubbed a live cat on your private parts, are you not molesting it?
Well, see, in Miami, sponges don't have rights.
Maybe they should.
Yeah.
Well, as the mayor, we are...
they are living creatures.
Until sponges can vote, I'm not worried about it.
And why can't they vote?
Yeah.
Why can't they vote?
We're actually asking the question,
yeah.
Oh. Because they don't have hands.
But they're yellow and absorbent and porous.
If you're handicapped,
yes, that is
you
why
don't
they
get
are
to
perfect
vote?
For rubbing on privates.
And they live under the sea. They live there.
Yes, it is very convenient.
Do you have pineapple in Miami? Just out of curiosity. Because I love pineapple. Last time I was in Florida, I had a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very difficult to get it open, and it's kind of ruined the second you open
Look,
it.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a big advocate for the rights of other creatures other than people, because cryptozoology. So sponges and starfish... And squid.
Oh, you would never want to rub a starfish on your private.
And even
sir.
Squirrels should all have rights.
I don't think we should give squirrels rights. I think that they would just run amok.
Wow.
And, yeah, and yet you are a proponent
for
that.
Sponge voting.
Rahul, I was wondering also about how you handle sexual contraception under the water. It seems that as if, you know, you could get pregnant in a hot tub. So, are you having a pregnancy problem in the Lost City of Miami due to all the sperm swimming around also?
I would not call it a problem, as you may know that Florida was known for a lot of old people living there. Mm. So, some of them, you know, defected.
Wait, I just want to...
The old people were defective?
No, well, yes. And they also defected to neighboring cities.
Oh, they moved out. But okay.
So we needed to
How
repopulate.
How fertile are your women?
Well, I a lot of personal questions here.
Yes, that is not part of the census.
I may have to add that. If they were very fertile, you might be getting people impregnated by other people's sperm.
It should be part of the census, though, yeah. Knowing how many births you're having.
There's
got to
be a lot
rate?
Of DNA testing going around.
Well, we've only just recently gone into the water. We don't have the track record.
I just want to stop for a second. Because all three of you, you two here and you on the phone, seem to have missed the whole point here, which is basically she asked, how much spooge is floating around in that water? And the fact that you're living in that is just disgusting.
Oh, spooge is just a naturally occurring event. It's nothing to be afraid of.
Just David, like, you used to live in your own feces.
We do not. All of this goes up. Unless you are swimming above the city, your accidental impregnation is really unlikely. And anyone who is swimming in that area is looking to get pregnant, but does not want a partner. I am not here to judge.
Okay.
So we're talking about in vitro fertilization now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bertha.
You are a level-headed lady.
I'm just trying to educate my students in a proper manner, and I'm looking.
We are looking for a principal for our
I would love
our
to
grade
talk
school.
To your kids about sexual health and,
yes.
and influence their lives.
Yes,
in a positive
grades
way.
1 through 3 would be very interested.
Oh, I could Skype you later.
Why am I like the most freaked out about this? Like, you seem very calm, Elizabeth.
It's called networking.
I do not think she's paying attention anymore.
I mean, as a doctor, yeah, splooge is fairly again.
No,
David, you lived in your own feces.
Natural.
But the idea that they're pooping and peeing in the water they're living in, and they're ejaculating into the water that they're living in.
Where else would we ejaculate?
So do you have a filtration system? Because David, you remember when you had the goldfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. The goldfish did all of those things. And you just cleaned the tank every couple of weeks.
Why wasn't I wearing gloves?
Because you were afraid of rubber. That was after you saw flubber and you thought that rubber was going to...
A latex allergy is nothing to be concerned about. It's a very common thing.
It wasn't actually an allergy. He was legitimately just afraid of it. It was more of a phobia than an allergy, actually.
I have a couple of those.
He has a few. Yeah, you're getting better, though.
Yeah.
Should come, if you want to face your fears, come to Miami, the most adventurous city in the country.
No, not going to Miami. Thank you so much, Bertha. That was a very interesting call. True believers, we are now at the time of the episode where I decide if this is a real thing or not.
Can I just state my case?
You get to state
I will,
your case.
I will give it to you in 2 words. First one is hyphenated. Drill-nosed dolphins.
Oh, I thought the first word was hyphenated.
Drill-nosed.
No, the word hyphenated I thought was the first word.
Oh, you thought, okay.
Drill nose dolphins. All right, so I have come to a decision. It's a gross idea. It's a really gross, nasty idea. And so I'm going to say that Miami does not exist.
Well, as mayor, I hereby ban you from ever coming
to
Miami.
Well, since it doesn't exist, I don't care. Miami does not exist. Don't go to Miami because you won't find it. There is no Miami.
Well, you will definitely not see any Miami Boyle games from now on. I promise you that.
Yeah, well,
we are pulling
stupid
our
stupid ass name.
We are going to pull our games from national television.
Okay, sure, whatever.
You want to see our players play the most unique brand of basketball you've ever seen? You've got to come to Miami, but not you, Mr. Hickey.
Miami doesn't exist, so I don't have to come anywhere. And frankly, you should probably stop coming in Miami.
Ew.
Just saying. All right, true believers. Until next week.
Will Smith is going to call this show.
Whatever, he's a Scientologist.
That's actually a fact. One of the few facts that are on this show.
Lots of facts on this show. That is just one of them. Until next week, for Elizabeth Marin, I'm David Hickney. Adios.
Adios.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. It doesn't even make sense. She's my sister. I know where she came from, and I don't understand who this Amanda is, but this is a lie. The experts and callers were performed by Taylor Koch from Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto of Unfucking Relatable, and Patrick Harrington of the Ghostly Podcast. That can't be right. The callers are real people. Special thanks to Kickstarter donor BrainTwists.com. That's BrainTwists.com, where they teach you to play chess and solve Rubik's Cubes and smart stuff like that. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.